This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up, yeah. I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick.
Yes, again, Dr. Pepper and Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, making it possible for us to talk to Travis Frederick. Travis, how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
We're doing good. As you know, in Cowboy land, you've been around here long enough to know that if you're on a win streak, we're planning parade routes. And if you guys are on a losing streak, the sky is falling. So let's just start by talking about the Jets. What did they do defensively that caused problems for you guys?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think they came in with a really good game plan to try and stop what we had going on. They played a lot of their what we call diamond fronts, where they put a guy on each of the offensive linemen and then a couple of guys back in the linebacker level, including one of those being a safety. And the way that they were doing that didn't allow some of the runs that we had originally planned to go. So we had to make some adjustments there. And I think you saw in the third quarter there that things were able to open up a little bit for us, and we were starting to figure it out a little bit. But by that time, I think we were a little bit too far behind. So I think that was really good. And they did a good job of getting an extra guy into the box as much as they could, even though they generally play more of a shell-type coverage.
Do you guys always know when Greg Williams is bringing pressure? I mean, just based on how many times you've gone up against him and tendencies. And, all right, second and six. Here, I mean, do you just know at this point?
You do get a lot of tendencies and stuff. We get reports on that throughout the week. So you do your best, but those are just that. They're just tendencies. So it's hard to say, okay, it's second and six in the middle of the field. This is when cover zero pressure is coming. You know, you be alert for it, and you make sure you put a plan together to handle that if it does come. But it is difficult to predict specifically on each play.
Speaking of predicting, you know, when we talked to you after the Saints game, I don't want to put words in your mouth, you know, here, but
you're going to.
Well, but I'm going to go ahead okay. and do that. I got the sense that you were saying they kind of felt like maybe they knew when you guys were running certain plays, or maybe they were on you guys a little bit, and they'd obviously studied and done their homework. Did you feel like there was more of that from the Jets, whereas they knew what you guys were doing?
I don't think so. I think that was more specifically the Saints, and it wasn't necessarily what play we were running. It was the fact that we were running or were passing, I think, a little bit. But as far as the Jets go, I think that they just had a game plan in place to do their best to stop that. I think that they said, okay, well, here's how we're going to defend the run, and we're going to let the guys in the back try and defend the pass, and they ran their system with a few tweaks, and you know, they were able to take advantage of that.
You know, one of the things that you hear after a game, and I realize emotions are raw on those things, but mm-hmm. talking about we really got to buckle down now and some of those types of things. And I guess my question is, do you feel in the last couple weeks that you guys haven't been as dialed in as you should have been?
You know, I don't think so. That's easily one of the places that you point. You know, I had somebody ask me yesterday in the locker room about lack of preparedness. And it really made me think there that, you know, there is a completely different viewpoint from the outside, you know, from a fan's perspective, or even, you know, from your perspective as somebody that covers us. There's a perspective that these games all tie together, and that if these streaks are happening, that, you know, there's something happening in general with all three of those games. But I think the better way to look at that is that there are three very specific games, and that each week is independent of the other three. So it's not like the last 3 weeks, you know, we've been rolling out of bed and not paying attention at practice or anything like that. You know, they've been good weeks of practice. It's just on game day when things hit, We're just not able to execute at the level we want to, and the defense has been able to do some things to slow us down.
So you'll probably get enjoyment out of this just because it'll probably make you chuckle. But my son came in to me late last night and goes, Dad, did you see it? It's all over the internet. News is breaking. I was like, what is it, son? He said, the Cowboys weren't giving Jason Garrett high fives on the sideline. And there was one clip where Garrett was trying to give, who was it that was coming off the field?
I thought Malik Collins.
Malik Collins. Yeah, Malik Collins was coming off the field, and he kind of had a low five. And Garrett was kind of holding out the low five, but he was also watching the field. Malik Collins is catching his breath coming off the field, and he didn't dap him up. And they just caught it on isolated camera. And so would you like to give us the final stats on how many low fives were given and how many were not given?
That's a great question. If I had to predict that the percentage of fives, high or low, that were given, I would guess probably 50%.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that now? Is that
seems low?
That's low now. Is that because guys are sending a message?
Well, I think really it's you're very tired when you're coming off the field, and whether you have to take an extra two steps to get closer to give somebody a high five or not can sometimes be an effect on that, and sometimes you don't see it. There's a multitude of reasons why you may or may not indulge in the five process.
So in order to get up to 90% and for Garrett to regain the locker room, does he need to come to you guys as you're walking off the field to make a better effort to make sure to stop you to force a high five?
I suppose that would be one way of doing that. It depends on the situation coming off. You know, if things are celebratory, that's one thing. If things, hadn't been going so well, it's a whole nother. So, I'm not exactly sure, but maybe that will be in his game plan this week is to maybe come towards the players a little bit more.
Travis Frederick joining us here on the Ben and Skin Show, and I believe this is brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper, a delicious soda that people enjoy. Sorry, I don't have coffee in front of me.
That's really good.
So you've been here during bad times, you've been here during good times. And obviously, like the year before you guys drafted Zeke, when Romo got hurt and it was not a fun year, you know what the mood of the locker room is like during that time, and you know what the mood of the locker room is like when you guys were 13-3.
Right.
So where are we on the spectrum here? What is this moment feel like collectively? Oh, you guys are different. You all have different personalities.
Right.
But collectively, what is this moment like for you guys?
Honestly, it feels somewhere in the middle of those two, maybe directly in the middle. You can tell that there's a seriousness. Guys realize the gravity of the situation and the fact that we've lost three games now in a row. But we also have guys in our locker room that understand that it's a long season and, things can go either way. So we know that we have to get some things fixed and obviously play better. But in general, I think there still is optimism. I think that there still is a hardworking attitude. There's guys that care about each other and want to play for each other. So I think you can see a little bit of both of those, is that you know that it's serious and you know that things aren't going right. But it's more, I would say, optimistic about how to get it fixed.
So, Dak, I read a tweet from old Bobby Belt. Dak was hit 8 times during the game, according to NFL statistics. And I think 3 of the biggest ones, 2 of them were outside of the pocket, and those are difficult. And obviously you guys were shorthanded, missing your 2 starting tackles. Mm-hmm. That's difficult. But on a day like that, are you guys aware that Dak's getting hit and taking a beating back there? And is anything ever said?
I think you're aware of it. As far as something being said, we know how tough Dak is, and Dak isn't going to – he's not the type that's going to come up to us and say – hey, you guys suck, and you need to really step it up. We understand that things aren't going well sometimes, and sometimes it's a matter of the situation. Like you said, sometimes it's out of the pocket, sometimes it's late in the down. Obviously we want to try and keep them clean as much as we can, but there are situations that occur that happens. And, that's one of the things that we appreciate most about Dak, is that he's one of those people that will continue to instill confidence no matter what the situation is. He may have gotten hit or got a roughing the passer on him where he really took a nasty hit, and he's just going to pop right back up, and he's going to, be looking forward. And I think that that's super helpful for everybody on the team.
All right, so if you were to leave this, maybe you're going up to the Star today for treatment or something. I'm not sure of your schedule. You didn't text it to me yet.
He's there right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you leave the Star, and what if every single Cowboy fan was outside your car, blocking your car, and they demanded answers, what would you say to them to allow them to let you into your car so you could drive off peacefully?
I would take a car sharing service out the back door.
I thought it was leave no car behind. What happened to that?
No, I would absolutely leave my car in an instant in that situation. It's safe here, I think.
Well, I guess perhaps that scenario was too elaborate. Okay, right. What is your message to angry Cowboy fan?
And I think it's keep the faith. It's have faith. Know who the guys are that we have in the locker room. Know that there's talent across the board, and we have guys that really care about each other and really want to win. And we're working on it, and we're trying to get it fixed. And we will get it fixed at some point. We just got to figure out what the situations are that need addressing.
Travis, did you ever get around to watching Breaking Bad?
I loved Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You should watch, I know you don't have a lot of time. Maybe you have a day off tomorrow, right? You should go watch El Camino.
El Camino.
Have you heard of The Camino? Have you heard about The Camino?
I heard that it is a movie that stars Jesse Pinkman, I think that's his name.
That's correct, yes.
And is in the Breaking Bad series, or in that universe, I guess, yeah. I should say. I don't know where it falls in the progression of things. But I thought Breaking Bad was one of the best television shows. I don't watch very many, but I watched that one. I thought it was really good.
Sir, we need to tip our caps to you as well, because
you
did it again with another awesome charity event, Blocking Out Hunger, your charity, Travis Frederick Foundation. You had another fantastic event. Your teammates were all there supporting you, and you raised a lot of money to fight childhood hunger. So kudos to you, sir. How'd you feel about your event?
Thank you. And I felt pretty good about it. I was really excited about the amount of support that we got, both financially, but also just the people that were there. And I have to say, it wouldn't be that way without Ben and Skin being the MCs. And I really do appreciate you guys coming out and doing that. And even KT was on the premises during the event. So.
Yeah,
because I had weird. To be.
Well, yeah. Wow. You didn't.
Wow. No, I'm kidding. We're having fun.
But yeah, it was an unbelievable night. And just to see the outpouring of support from the people here in the DFW area that really care, it really helps to ease the pain of a loss.
I posted this on Instagram, on my Big Ben Rogers account on Instagram, and when I got to the event, you were being interviewed by two people, and they both looked like they were standing on your shoes.
They were
so close to you.
They were invading my space.
They were so close to you. It was, and so I came in with my phone camera, and I just got right next to your, I think I touched your beard, and I showed it to my wife. She was like, wow, it didn't even impact him. I could see you mid-answer, you started to crack up and laugh, but how were you able to maintain focus during that close-up camera shot?
Yeah, that's tough. And actually, yours wasn't even the worst when you actually touched me with it. I'm not generally a close talker. It makes me uncomfortable to be that close to people. And both of the people that were interviewing me at that point were being very close talkers. I mean, we're talking within, probably 6 inches of my, my bubble. So I just was uncomfortable, and that helped me put a little smile on my face. Like you said, it cracked up a little bit, which helped, because I didn't know where I was going with the answer, because I was all I could think about was trying to back away from these people.
You're used to operating in close quarters, but even that wasn't enough. Hey, Travis, thank you for joining us. And do us a favor, go tell everybody over there to just be better, man. I think that'll solve everyone's problems.
All right. I'll pass on the message that Skin says.
Thank you, dog. Love you, man.
All right. Love you guys.
There he goes. Travis Frederick, every Monday, courtesy of Miller Lite and Dr. Pepper.
Hey, man, where's Fortnite?
Man, I just...
Where?
No, I like that question. Can we get Travis back on? I'd like for him to answer that. Fortnite's gone right now, and I'd like to...
Travis.
Right,
we're not going anywhere until Travis gets back on.
Travis!
You did this, Shippy. No, Shippy, you did this. This is your doing. You make this happen. All right, we're late for a break. Coming up next, we'll talk the NFL right here on The Fan.